Hello guys, welcome back to another episode of Musings of a Tired Nigerian Girl. Let's get into it. Let's talk about Maryam Shetty. So her full name is Maryam Shettima, however she's known as Maryam Shetty. If you're in Nigeria, you probably already know about the story because it's one of the trending topics, especially in the past few days. Her name was recently dropped from the ministerial candidacy from Kano State and replaced with another doctor. She's a doctor as well. She, her expertise is in physiotherapy, and I've seen her CV, but I haven't seen her CV, but I've seen things. I've heard of her accomplishments, and at such a young age, I feel like, yeah, she did well for herself. Her accomplishments are not bad to get, so I don't know why the whole dropping her from the election, from the ministerial candidacy. I'm not going to lie, when I heard about her, the first time I heard about her, I was like, who is she? We don't know her at all. I'm not from Kano State, so maybe people in Kano actually are familiar with her activism and her work generally, but me, I've never heard about her. I've never stumbled upon her Instagram. I really don't know who she is. And at first, like, I was in the midst of people and everybody was talking, everybody was quite skeptical about her and her ability to deliver and things like that, because, you know, like, Nigeria and all the rumors of this and that, you know, I don't need to say it on the internet, but we all know what somebody might have been thinking in the beginning. But notwithstanding, I'm not going to lie, when I actually saw her, like, accomplishments, I was like, okay, so it doesn't really matter what people say about her if she has what it takes to actually be in that position, and she has what it takes to actually enable her to deliver good on her words and, you know, enable her function in the role, then that would make sense. Also, I actually felt very inspired. I don't know about you guys, but I felt very inspired. I felt quite inspired later when I thought about it, because it got me thinking, okay, so I myself have done a few things on my CV, nothing really political or whatnot, but like, my CV is not just blank. So I'm thinking, okay, so I try and tell me that in a few years I can actually aim this high. Whether or not she did XYZ, it doesn't really matter. The fact is, she's there now. And especially as she actually has those accomplishments to boot. If she didn't have anything, that would definitely not make sense why she was given that position. And honestly, before this, I also think that the ministerial thing was like a very probably highly unattainable position. But recently, I feel like her whole situation, not to be the bad guy, but I feel like her whole situation has kind of humbled that post on a level. And it's like, oh, so you just have to work on yourself. You just have to make sure your name is out there. Make sure you're doing stuff and aim for the best. I feel like most times in Nigeria, most things are done with connect either way. I find it really hard. Well, of recent, I'm inclined to change my views, but in the past, I found it really hard for me to believe that you get things just on your merit alone. But recently, my personal life, I've had the... God has humbled me, is what I'm trying to say. And now I believe that, okay, yes, as much as it's not a lot of things that you can get done by your accomplishments, you can do one or two things just by not knowing anybody. You don't have to have a leg in Nigeria to be able to do something. I am now a believer of that. So the whole Maryam Shetty thing, I was actually thinking, oh, so yeah, that means in a few years, if I just do this and that, maybe pad up my CV, you know, enroll in this course, do that degree, do that master's, polish, you know, on my activism, be more out there. Like, I was ticking boxes in my head and I was very inspired. I was like, wow, so I can do this myself. And it kind of motivated me. I know for a fact that it's not just me. I have spoken to a few ladies who have also felt very motivated by the whole situation. So you can just see our surprise and just like flabbergastedness. When we woke up the second day or how many days after, and we're told that she was dropped from her candidacy just because like different rumors were swirling around, and politics will always bite you in the ass because you have all these politicians who actually put her name on, now come back and say, oh, I didn't know how her name got on the list, I don't know who she is, nobody this and that people of Kano State don't like her because they say this and that about her. I guess it's like at the end of the day, your people have to veto you, you know, like your people have to be happy with you. At the end of the day, you're a public servant, you're working for your people, and it's democracy, you're for the people, by the people. So I just think if people don't feel confident in her abilities to do something, to actually deliver on the role that she's taking on. However, it wasn't about that. It was more about the other superficial things. It was more about, oh, she does this and she does that, some baseless rumors. It was more about, oh, people kind of say they don't feel good about her candidacy. And I also heard some rumors about the fact that she's an active social media personality, and that's why a lot of people have something to say. Honestly, I feel like one thing that is going to lead us Nigerians astray in this world is bigotry. No offense. Like, definitely, I'm not saying that I don't hold God, because I am a believer in God. I love me the Lord. Like, I believe in God so hard. And I know how, like, especially if you're a Muslim, like, it translates to every single thing that you do. So I totally get how, like, having somebody from Kano State who's a Muslim and active Muslim and whatnot, whatnot is, like, a big bull of contention for them. However, I feel like as a lot of things, I don't think I'm wrong, but you might beg to differ. But, like, other things, like, a lot of other things, I feel like the North is always closing its eyes to great talents because of one Islamic or religious bias or another. Not just great talents, but like a lot of opportunities because of one religious bias or another. And the sad part is, it's not groundful biases. It's like baseless biases. It's more of like a cultural animity or discrimination rather than necessarily religious. You get, like, you know, it's like hypocrisy at its finest. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. That's actually what it is. Because how can you say... But I totally get it. In another vein, I actually thought about it, and I was like, how would I feel about my minister being on TikTok? I don't know. It depends on what she's doing on TikTok. Like, I mean, it's not like she's on For You... what do you call the thing? OnlyFans or something. She's on TikTok. She might be doing a lot of things. I don't use TikTok. So, like, the last time I did TikTok was during Corona. And I used Corona... like the pandemic, and I used it to just catch cruise because I was bored, and yeah. But then I haven't even opened the app in years, so I don't know what she does on TikTok. But I know for a fact that just like Instagram and other social media networks, you will have different people and different views and different influencers. If you guys remember the influencer episode, I don't know if I'm going to post that on before this one or after, but when you listen to it, you get what my drift. Social media is not just about wasting time. That's one thing that the oldies and like people have to realize. It's not about wasting time anymore. People come here to educate you people. I'm on social media. This podcast is a social media app, no? But I'm here and I'm giving you some daily sprinkle. So it's not like I'm twerking on podcasts. Do you get it? Like, I feel like when you hear social media, people are often, especially the older generation, they're always often ready to just bash it without even knowing what they do. This is not me advocating for her. Personally, I don't know what she doesn't on TikTok. I don't know if she's on TikTok. This is a rumor I heard about how she's like on TikTok and she's doing various other things. And because she does social media, maybe post a picture here or there. I feel like the world is evolving though, wouldn't you say? We are at a point where everybody is just like chill and whatnot. And I mean, she's a young girl. I'm not sure her age. Some people say she's 35. The first age I heard was 35, and then some people say she's 40 something. And all of a sudden, a lot of people have a lot to say about her not being married. It's like, oh, she's like, I saw this comment from this idiot, I'm gonna call him an idiot, on Instagram talking about, oh yeah, she's a girl at that age, unmarried, and she lived in London. I'm sure she has done. Astaghfirullah for you, brother. What do you mean you are sure she has? Did you see her? did you like, what kind of accusation is that? You're not supposed to be making those kind of accusations. I'm sure she is. How are you sure? Did she do it with you? You see, those are the things that, you know, just mix together and just make tarnishes somebody's name and reputation. I mean, she did get a special advisor. It's not as if they actually just threw her under the bus, but yeah, they threw her under the bus and just left her. So I'm coming, if nobody actually submitted her name, did her name just magically appear on the ministerial nominee list? I'm just so confused. this country, if you want to play politics in Nigeria, and just buy some education, because you surely will need it. You know, all these rumors are just going around. Oh, because she does Instagram. I checked her Instagram page. You can't say that she's indecent anywhere. She always covered her body. She's always like nice and just looks so sweet and just polite. The highest I ever saw on her Instagram page is a picture of her in a first cap. So what? Everybody lives their life. And funny enough, the people that are casting stones, have you seen them? Most of the time, the people that are ready to say something about somebody are usually the biggest hypocrites. It's like they bash the very parts of themselves they hate in other people, and they use that for business, you know, rumors and whatnot. But I'm glad for her, because at the end of the day, something's got to give. So what, they took her ministerial position? See, one thing I've realized, and one thing I strongly believe as a Muslim, is everything happens for a reason. Nothing happens. One thing that gives me peace is the fact that I know that nothing happens without the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he lets stuff happen, then I guess it's supposed to happen. And in my personal life, I've come to realize that when bad things happen, quote unquote, I'm not calling them bad things, but when things don't go my way or the way I'm wishing it will go, it's usually for a reason. Something better is coming. So now nobody knew who Madam Shetty is or was, but now we definitely know who Madam Shetty is. So just give her 4 years. I mean, if she comes back in 4 years' time and she wants to be a minister, I doubt everybody's going to be like, oh, we don't know who Madam Shetty is. So yeah, if you think about it, publicity is publicity, no? Now she's a special advisor. She's going to be in governance properly. I don't know what she did in her past, you know, life and whatnot. Probably she was already in governance, but now she's going to be in it properly. She's going to hone her skills. She's going to network, meet new people, and she'll be ready when it's her time. I just feel bad for her, because I can just imagine you being in a place and everybody having this, like, in as much as you want to say, oh, I don't care, I can care less what people think about me, if people think I do this XYZ, but at the end of the day, like, we're human, no? So even if you're there, and it's just going to be very sad that, you know, everybody's just there thinking, oh, she does this and she does that, and everybody's posting, like, all this media, newspaper people, news outlets are just posting whatever about the whole situation. She would feel bad regardless, and I'm just happy for her. You know, I was expecting her to like delete her Instagram account and go into hiding, but she gives me a vibe of a very black and strong, like strong black woman in a good positive vibe. Like, she gives me a very determined vibe. I don't know, there's some people you meet and you're like, oh, this person looks so determined. She gives me that vibe, and I'm so glad that she didn't succumb to the bigotry of people and decided to close her Instagram page or close her TikTok. I don't know if she closed her TikTok. Like I said, I'm not on TikTok, but I know for a fact that her Instagram is still functioning, and yeah, she's still doing what she does. What she does? She's still doing what she does. So I'm happy about that for her, and I hope, you know, she takes this as an opportunity to put herself out there. Now everybody knows who Madam Shetty is. So sister girl, get your life in that place. Like, learn all you need to learn, network with all the people, don't trust anybody, because clearly they cannot be trusted. We didn't even trust them before, but look at what they're doing the fucking most. I'm sorry, but like, yeah, don't trust anybody, and just like continue to like improve yourself and be a better version of yourself, and then when you're ready and everybody would have known you then. Although I feel like people will still be salty as far as you do social media. Imagine somebody saying, oh, I'm not going to like vote you as a minister, we're not going to accept you as a minister because you have Instagram account. The truth of the matter is, it can go both ways. Sometimes, like, when I thought about it, I'm just imagining like somebody in politics. Imagine the president had an Instagram account and he do some dancing and challenge, but at the end of the day, that can actually make him that can make him more in touch with people, no? Because you feel like you're more connected to your president. I don't know, take Obama, for example. Yeah, he do some challenge, but like he was very, I don't know, human in that role as a president, you know. I doubt that somebody would think of Obama and be like, oh, he was so like quote unquote presidently. No, he was actually very human. I remember the time he was in power, and you know, all those little pictures with him and his family, him and his daughters, him in this, him in that, those kind of things like make him more human. You know, people feel more relatable to him. People feel like he can relate to them. It gives them assurance that the person in power is somebody just like them and can understand their plight and whatnot. That can work. Also, social media can actually be bad because depending on what you're posting and content you're posting, people can lose their faith in you. So at the end of the day, she just has to be smart about what she puts out there. I don't see any reason why you're putting song lip syncing as a minister. I feel like that's a bit unserious. But at the end of the day, it's your Instagram. Do whatever you want to do with it. As far as you're sure and you're confident in what you have to do, what you're doing, and you can defend yourself, then it's all good. I don't have a problem. As far as I'm concerned, I don't know if it's that I am apathetic to this whole politics scene in Nigeria, or if it's the fact that I just realized that, you know, it is what it is. They are going to do what they want to do. Just do your own and be going. That's how I felt when it came to voting. It's like, okay, just come on, do your own and just, yes, thank you. Let's see what you can do. Give everybody a chance. Prove me wrong is what I'm trying to say, you know. So yeah, this is enough ranting about Mariam Shetty. Me, I still feel inspired, honestly. I'm thinking about doing another degree and that. Thinking of doing this course and that, because yeah, I'm just know that in a few years, y'all gonna hear about me. So yeah. Anyways, this has been good. It's a little rant kind of podcast. I'm actually recording very early in the morning. You can hear the crickets. It's 6:49 a.m. on a beautiful Friday morning. And yeah. I wish you guys the blessings in Friday, Juma blessings, and I wish we can all just focus on ourselves and try to improve ourselves as humans before we cast stones, knowing our house is fully glass. I'm going to leave you guys on that note, and yeah, have a great day. Bye.